people to sign up for the team voluntarily.
哦，那如果有先道组之后呢，你要请传道在成立之前哈，先讲一篇宣道的重要性。
And before the formation of this evangelical team, we should invite the pastor to give a sermon, specifically for that purpose.
然后成立先道组之后，你要有一个福音周哈，就是做一些宣道的训练。
And after the team has been formed, we should hold a week of called Gospel Week to train up workers in that type of work.
那常常这个小组也有一些祷告的团契活动。
And we should also hold fellowship activities surrounding prayer.
那这样子，我相信呢，会有人来参加的。
And I believe if we do this, there will be willing members to participate.
那个先道组哈，你们在他们在工作的时候哈，他们会看到神的动工。
As people participate in the work of evangelism, they will begin to see the work of God.
他们就会有满足的喜乐。
And they will be filled with joy.
这个东西会感染其他的人也来加入。
And this type of joy will be very contagious to encourage other members to join.
所以我想我们要试着试试看成立宣道组。
And so we should try this out and form an evangelical team.
我们这耶稣教会鼓励人做什么事情，不外三样力量。
When we encourage members to do help with holy work, there's only three types of forces behind that.
就是神的道、神的灵跟神的爱。
These motivations are the word of God, the love of God,
the spirit of God.
And the spirit of God.
所以我们常常用道理互相勉励。
And so we use the word of God to encourage one another.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣动工。
As we pray, we also ask God to motivate others.
兴起做工的人。
To raise up workers for Him.
那希望爱充满人的心。
And so that the love of God can fill the hearts of men.
还没有什么补充的。
Is there any addendum or
Sister Susani?
Comments?
如何让年轻一代的同龄在参与事工活动中？有责任感，通常安排工作，常常无故不到而影响圣工。
How can we instill a sense of responsibility in the younger generation of workers as they participate in holy work? A lot of the times, because of them not showing up, it can affect the overall work in the church.
这个年轻人比较不稳定。
Younger people are not as stable.
他们都还没有结婚之前呢，通常还不孝大人嘛，对不对？
Before they get married, they're not a child, but they're not an adult.
他们就是
，they're in between.
他们就是心情比较飘忽啦。
They're also emotionally more easily
unstable.
Unstable.
所以我们要给他们空间进步。
So we should allow them room to improve.
与其说这样子就把他们 fire。
I don't think it's a good idea to fire them.
我们应该哈有一个人 backup 他们呢。
We should plan have a backup plan.
我就说，万一他没有来，有没有可以其他的青年比较责任感的，可以来帮助这些工作
？Our backup plan is to schedule somebody who is more responsible as a second person.
我说这些话，因为我年轻的时候也是很不稳定的。
The reason why I say this is that I remember when I was younger, I was also difficult.I was not very accountable.
所以年轻人需要更多的鼓励。
And so younger members need encouragement.
尤其在结婚之前哦，心情真的会浮动。
And especially before they get married, they're very unstable.
所以这个也可以鼓励他们参加训练。
We can also encourage them to attend training sessions.
有一次我在 UC Irvine 看到两个小女孩参加他们的团契。
One time I was at UC Irvine and I observed that there were two younger youth attending their fellowship.
他们都不是大学生哦。
They were both not college students.
我就问其中一个，你最近怎么看起来好像很喜欢聚会这样子？
And so I asked one of them, why is it that it seems like you're very willing to attend church services lately?
因为连卡诺加教会他都去了，卡诺加灵恩会他也跑去了。
Because she even attended the spiritual convocation at Canoga Park Church.
她是 Irvine 的教会的人。
Because she's a member of the Irvine Church.
她说参加了 RHDS 之后就改变了。
She said that after she attended RHTS, she is completely changed.
她说我们鼓励年轻人都参加这种比较那种、那个神的工作比较明显的那种 prayer intensive 的那种 seminar， 真的有帮助。
And so I would encourage the younger members to attend spiritual events that are focused on prayer. I believe that these events will help them a great deal.
有没有其他补充的？
Is there any additional comments?
啊，鼓励早点结婚。
another encouragement is to encourage them to be married soon or earlier.
哎，对了，不要太晚结婚了。我叫我女儿大学毕业就可以找对象了。
I told my daughter as soon as she graduated from college, she could look for.
不过一个姐妹跟我讲说，你不要害你女儿。
And then another sister said,
"Do not
harm her."
来，我们再抽一张。它是盖下来的，所以她看不到哈。来，你念，这是英文的。
Is it okay to have a sports ministry? Play something.
我读过了，这个没有关系。What about body worship? Using hymns, praise, and dancing to the
melody.
This might be very modern, but wanted to get an opinion upon this.Sports ministry 有人做过。
Someone has actually done sports ministry.
这个就是在伯恩教有那个 sports day 哦，其实很多慕道朋友来参加。
Actually, Bowman Park Church holds a sports day, and many truth seekers would join.
那其实是 RE 的一个活动。
Is actually if actually falls under the RE department is one of the RE activities.
那 sports 之后，他们就聚在一起。那有一个工人就分享，上一次是这样，我不知道最近这一次，我参加那一次是他们就邀请我坐下来，那我们就在那边分享一些道理这样子。
And after playing sports, they would gather in the park, and the minister would give a short message.
这个都是用诸般的智慧把种子撒出去了。
And this is one of the many ways to use our wisdom to spread the seed.
那个 dancing 在一般的观念里面，它是比较 secular 的。
Normally, our impression of dancing is that it is more secular.
所以，教会办舞会是不适合的。
And so, it is inappropriate for the church to hold a dance for a social dance.
所以用 dancing ministry 应该是不适合的。
So I believe dancing ministry would be less appropriate.
因为这个听起来就不够敬虔了。
Because it does, it's not very
godly,
sacred.
对哈。
Godly.
对，我们用的方法应该是一般人听起来就是，哎，这个是正，就是比较正当的这样子哈。
We should send out a message that our church activities are very are right or righteous.
Yeah, 比较好的啊，比较人家可以接受的这样子。
And it is something that's easily accepted by others.
你们觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
好，下一个。
What about having a praise band where praise songs are played informally at fellowship events?
这个 praise band 哦，因为 praise band 如果是比较那个 heavy metal 的哈，在一般人的观念里面也是比较不属于你看一般如果听到 praise band 或者是那种比较属于那个 heavy metal 的也不是我们教会比较传统性的一个宣道活动。
Having a praise band is not a traditional way for our church.
我们即使我们刚刚早上提到说有那个有用那个麦克风这样来唱我们也是尽量唱比较属于诗歌性质的歌曲，然后用。就是歌曲也是有选过的。
When I mentioned earlier, that the praise team can have an open mic or open air format, a holding mic in the park, is actually also in a style where they sang mostly hymns.
这个 band 哈，尤其是 heavy metal 的哈，它的功能就是比较属于。在激发人的情感，就是 emotional 这部分比较多一点。
A band, especially a heavy metal band, is changes people's emotions by the music.
所以我们一般教会在做事情、哦、我们不希望 stir up 一些 controversy 啦。
As we do work in church, we try to avoid stirring up controversial points.
那个我们的音乐啊，是要安静人的心。
The music we play should serve the purpose of giving peace to the hearers.
因为神说我要安静啊。
Because God says that He will quiet our hearts.
所以你看圣乐、哦、给人的感觉是平安的、
Therefore,
安静的。
Sacred music should have this function or has this property of giving peace to the heart of man.
那个世上的音乐大部分都是把你的情欲挑动起来的。
And the music of the secular world is often written to make great changes in someone's emotions.
Stir up your emotion.
Stir up your emotion.、
哦、那所以我们要有这样的一个分别啦。
And so we should be able to make a distinction between the two.
当然我们任何乐器啊，就是圣经上有讲说用乐器来啊，这个歌颂神。
At the same time, the Bible does tell us that we can use the music to praise God.
但是因为社会上的人用那种乐器啊，他们所做的已经给人一个形象，这样的乐器啊，比较属于摇滚的。那么因为他已经制造这样的形象了，那咋不让形象带到教会，可能就会引起不必要的一些争辩。
But there are certain types of music style. It gives off a certain impression of a music style, and because of that impression of that music, it is not appropriate to incorporate that type of music, because people would associate certain things with that type of music.
我这是我个人的感觉啦。
And this is my personal
experience. Very personal opinion. Very personal opinion. 好，你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
哦、所以音乐要给人平安，不要挑动感情。我想这是一个重点。
We should provide music that will give people peace and not to stir up their emotions of various kinds. 哎、Is it appropriate to gather a group of people along with a truth seeker and pray about their baptism decision?For example, if the truth seeker is wavering regarding his baptism decision, is it appropriate to gather a group of people along with the truth seeker and pray about it?
祷告是好事。
Prayer is a good thing.
但是祷告的动机也要注意。
We should also focus on the motivation behind the prayer.
现在有两个问题要思考。
So there are actually two questions.
Who initiate this prayer?
Who should initiate this prayer?
是你呢？还是他呢？还是 truth seeker?
Is it you or is it the truth seeker?
那你 initiate 的目的是什么？
And what's your motivation in initiating this?
如果是他 initiate 需要你带导，我想应该比较没有问题。
If it's the truth seeker initiating this request and then you pray for him regarding this request,
那如果是我们 initiate, 我们是不是说有没有试探神的味道？就说主啊，你一定要利用这次把他感动，让他这次一定要相信。
But on the other hand, if we are the one initiating this, and we are asking or tempting God and asking Him to move Him to receive baptism this time,
就说你一定要在这一次啊，让他有个感动。如果有那种心态，
you have already made up in your mind that He must be moved during this prayer.
那这样动机可能也不是很对。
Perhaps this type of motivation is not correct.
有一次有一个长老，他跟主耶稣这样祷告。
An elder once prayed to God in this way.
他说你要医治我太太，这次呢，如果你不听，我就不当传道了。
He said, Lord, you must heal my wife. If you do not heal her, I will no longer determine to be a preacher.
另外一个 传道就提醒他说，你这样祷告对吗？
And then another preacher reminded him that this is an incorrect motivation.
所以帮助带导是好事。
So it is good to intercede for other people.
但是不是说这一次一定要叫神做什么东西。
But it is not correct to demand God to perform certain miracle or task. 因为
神随时都可以感动人啊。
Because God, out of his free will can move anybody.
那个爱情不用强迫。
And love is not something you can force.
他要爱神，你没有办法，神也不希望你强迫他去爱神啊。
God himself does not want you to force this truth seeker to love him.
但是你可以鼓励他、哦、
But you can encourage him.、哦、
但是就是说我的意思就是说你因为这个听起来问这个问题的人我感觉上就是说 是不是刻意的要用一次的祷告来决定他要不要受洗，给我感觉有这种感觉，所以我才用这种 approach 来思考这个问题。
So I'm assuming that the person who posed this question was on the verge of forcing doing this one time prayer to try and coerce the true seeker to be baptized.
如果不是的话，其实祷告是好事。
If there's no such motivation, it is good to pray for him.
What do you think?
What do you think? For pastoring, how do we increase the faith of newly baptized members who lost their zeal for a while?
我们看 Ezekiel chapter 34.
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书三十四章四到六节。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse
46. 其实我们圣工人员真的要注意到这些软弱的人。
So as holy workers, we should pay careful attention to those who are weak.
他说：“瘦肉的，你们没有养壮。”
It says, you have not strengthened the weak.
有病的，你们没有医治。
Or heal the sick.
受伤的你们没有缠裹。
Or bound up the injured.
被逐的你们没有领回。
You have not brought back the stray.
失上的你们没有寻找。
Or searched for the lost.
那这问题是说，对于软弱的，我们要怎么办？
And the question pertains to how should we increase the faith of those who are weak?
那这里就提供我们答案。
And there's answers here.
你要给他缠裹他的伤。
You should bound up their injury.
啊，你要医治他的病。
You should heal their sickness.
你要领回他们的心。
And you should reclaim their heart.
你要寻找他们回到教会。
You should go and find them to bring them back to church.
这个有时候要，也是要用团契的力量。
And we can do this through the power of fellowship.
看他平常跟谁比较谈得来。
We can observe who this person is close to in church.
真的可以找出他的问题。
And we can find out what kind of problems they have.
所以我常常看到有些人特别有这方面的恩赐。
I have noticed that several people have this type of gift.
他们很会寻找迷羊。
They're very good at seeking those lost sheep.
所以我们要针对他们的需要来帮助他们。
In this way, we can help them in a way that they need help in.
有没有什么其他的建议？ Any supplements?
Are there other suggestions or supplements?
就是根据他们的需要啊。
And so we can help them according to their needs.
才有办法把他带回来。
And in this way we can bring them back.
这个爱哈，这个东西寻找迷羊一定要有很多的爱心跟耐心呢。
In order to really find these lost sheep, we need to have a lot of love and patience.
他们会感受得到。
As long as we have this, they will.
一个传道人呢，有时候他就到一个弟兄的家去坐。
There's a pastor. He would go to the homes of brothers and.
他已经几年都没有回到教会里面来。
And so this particular brother has not been in church for many years.
就陪他看 NBA 咯。
And so he went to his house to watch the NBA basketball.
没有说什么话了，没有说什么话了。
They actually did not talk for very much.
就是没有一直跟他讲宗教的东西了。
He didn't keep.Bombarding him with religion.
其实这个弟兄已经知道这个传道的意思是什么了。
But in his heart, this brother already knew why the pastor visited him.
所以其实只要关心别人都是知道的。
And so as long as you care for the people, they can understand.
Any supplement?
Any supplement?
下一个。
This pertains to smaller churches with few workers. How can we motivate or encourage others to join in the work of evangelism and pastoring? How can we identify and find co-workers?
这个第一个问题应该回答过了，然后怎么样 encourage， 我想都差不多一样。至少怎么 identify 怎么 identify who can serve， 怎么找到这些可以帮助你的人。
So we already answered the first question. So the particular question here is, how can we identify and find co-workers?
那个主耶稣啊，找十二个门徒是彻夜祷告。
The way that the Lord Jesus found the disciples is that he prayed all night.
所以他可以认清楚谁可以帮助他。
So he could see very clearly who could help him.
我在想哦，我们应该常常看哪些人最近比较热心。
We can try to observe which members are particularly fervent.
啊，常常参加 seminar.
And they're willing to attend seminars.
啊，有那种你可以看出来他有爱主的心呢。
And you can observe that they have the heart of loving God.
那这些人呢，你真的可以建议教会啊，来多使用他一点。
And so for these people, you can encourage or recommend to church to use them.
所以可以观察得出来啦。
So this is something you can observe.
比如说今天你们来参加这个 seminar.
For example, you have come to attend this seminar.
代表你们很有心啊。
It means that you have the heart.
有的人被选，他不一定有时间。
There are others who have been elected, but they do not make the time.
但是有的他也不一定有心。
And maybe others who do not have the heart.
你看有的人哦，他特别请假参加很多的 seminar。
We can see there are members who would take vacations out to participate in seminars.
代表他有在追求。
It means that they have the heart to pursue.
所以我们要求神开我们的眼睛，可以看清楚谁可以跟我们同工。
So we can ask the Lord to open our eyes to see who can be our co-workers.
有没有什么其他的想法？
Do you have any other thoughts?
下一个，因为问题很多哦。查经是希望能够深入探讨道理，才能够挖宝和吃到神的话的甜蜜。生活分享见证是很好，但失去了查经神话以安慰跟挖到宝的感觉和甜蜜的感觉。那这样子你要怎么平衡呢？
So there are different styles of having a Bible study. The first type is to delve into the Bible and actually find the pearl contained within the Word of God. And when we find that pearl, it's very sweet, the feeling. The second type of Bible study is when people get together and share their personal experiences, but they lack the part where you really dig deep into the Bible. And so how can we balance these two types of formats of Bible study?
一般查经可以深入，当然是很享受。
It is indeed a joy to be able to dig very deep into the scriptures.
但是问题是一般我们参加家庭聚会，如果把它定在团契性质，不是那么多人有办法挖得这么深。
But if we build this Bible study as a fellowship, it is difficult to haveto have a group of people who all can enjoy this type of Bible study.
如果你自己可以 digging 这么深的话呢，你应该把你得到的宝贝拿出来跟大家分享。
For example, if you're able to dig this deep into the scriptures, it is an opportunity for you to share what you have found in this occasion.
但是呢，如果你因为你太甜蜜了，你一分享就30分钟。
At the same time, if you find it such a treasure, and then you take up 30 minutes to share your finding.
你的甜蜜不一定是别人的甜蜜啊。
What you find sweet may be bitter to other people.
所以我是觉得，如果你圣经要深入，这不是一般的家庭聚会每一个人可以达到的一个程度。
Granted that you are able to dig very deep into the scriptures, but it's difficult to demand every participating member of the Bible study to be able to enjoy that.
So 我想如果你圣经要深入，你来 seminar 可能真的比较恰当一点。
It may be more appropriate for you to participate in Bible seminars.
那让查经聚会，除了你有那种深度之外呢，其他人分享生活我们也要 appreciate， 就因为他们把那个圣经的东西把他行道的一个心得在那边分享，我们应该也有一种感恩的心啊，来听到神怎么样在他生命当中来帮助他。
If you're one of the few that is able to receive the deep findings from scriptures, we should also learn to enjoy the sharing of fellowship among brothers and sisters.
因为查经的一个查经这个团契的目的就是说每个人都可以知道、了解、帮助彼此哦，它本身有一种联谊啊，一种团契的性质啊。
Because during a Bible study fellowship, it actually serves a function of providing a way for people to share their experiences.
所以如果你有这么美好的道理，你应该分享，但是就是说让也留机会给大家分享这样子。
So you, if you have deep biblical insights, you should share with others, but at the same time, respect and enjoy the sharing of other people.
那我相信每个人都可以把自己所有的都贡献出来。
And in this way, I believe everyone can bring out the best into the discussion.
Yes.
我们通常教会查经有分英文跟中文两组，那我们借着查经，大家对彼此认识也都比较熟悉。但是因为这样分开，是不是有一个机会让英文跟中文一起查经，所以大家有一个机会可以联谊
？You can bring up to the council and discuss about it. Yeah, 谢谢。OK, 那如何吸引更多的家庭中未信主配偶来参加家庭聚会？
So the second question is, how can we attract more unbelieving members, unbelieving family members of our believers to the family service?
进来达到家庭布道的效果。
To achieve the end of family evangelism.
我做一个见证了哈。
So I will give you a testimony.
有一个姐妹啊，她的先生还没有信。
There's a sister who has an unbelieving husband.
那她。他安排他们家 open 让我们去他们家家庭聚会。
And so the church arranged for a family service to be held in their house.
他先生都躲在楼上不下来。
And her husband would just hide upstairs and not come downstairs.
我们结束了，他再下来。
And after we finished Bible study, the husband would join us.
那太太就说：“哦，你们不要跟他讲圣经哦，你只要跟他讲那个 Bill Clinton 跟 NBA 就可以了。”
And the wife said, "Do not talk to him about religion or the Bible. You can only talk to him about basketball and Bill Clinton."
那时候刚好是因为我那是很早期了啦。
It was several years ago.
哎，那结果大家就跟他做朋友啦，不讲圣经啦。让他下来就下来，没有关系啦。就是跟他做朋友了。
And so everyone became friends with him, and they welcomed him.They just talked to him whenever he came downstairs.
那久了熟了，就邀他说啊，你坐一下啦，听听我们讲话，又没有关系啊，对不对？坐一下，坐一下。
And after we became close for a while, we casually invited him to join us earlier.
哎，真的呢，就是一步一步这样子啊，主耶稣一直带领啊。
And it is true, slowly and slowly, God continued to guide him.
后来他的女儿被车子撞到了。
Later, their daughter was hit by a car.
那飞起来又跌下来。
And she was bumped to the sky and fell down.
啊，女儿见证说呢，这个地上好像有一个枕头啊，她都没有事啊，入院又出院了。
And the daughter testified that when she fell on the ground, she felt as if there was a cushion there. And she went to the hospital to have a checkup, and nothing was wrong with her.
所以这个后来主耶稣就拣选她了，哈。
And later on, the Lord Jesus chose him.
所以我是觉得，如果他愿意来到我们这个家庭，或是已经有在家庭里面了，哈，那就好办事了。
I believe that as long as this person is willing to stay in this home or be around, it is already good.
从做朋友开始，哈。
And we can start by being friends.
已经在他家了。如果神愿意拣选，应该很快。
If God is willing to choose him, it will be.
也不是很快了，那个 case 也做了五年了。
The whole process took about 5 years.
祷告了，主耶稣给你智慧，知道怎么做。
As long as you pray, the Lord Jesus will give you wisdom. What to do when many church members are not willing and motivated to preach?
这个都说过了，对不对？好像这种问题很多。
We've answered this question many times, and it seems that many of you have this question.
好，下一个。
Can we have classical music concert in the chapel in our church to attract visitors and truth seekers, similar to hymnal evangelical service, but the music is classical music instead of hymnal music?
Personally, this is very personally, huh? Hymnal evangelical service, 是好的。
Personally, I feel a hymnal evangelical service is good.
但是你要 word, 真的要 word, 要出来。
But you also need the word of God, and it needs to be emphasized.
这个，那 classical music 没有 word 啦。
But on the other hand, classical music does not have any word.
如果你要介绍 classical music, 最好不要在会堂。
And if you were to hold a classical music event, it's better not to hold it in the chapel.
其实教会可以有一些比较不是我们一般你可以在这个护堂了，如果执会同意的话。
If the church council approves, it is okay to hold certain events in the site, in the fellowship hall.
因为我们的教会有一个，就是我们有一些传统，就是这个地方呢，就是用来崇拜的。
We have this tradition in churches in that the chapel is held sacred. It is fit for worship.
因为耶稣基督啊，曾经在圣殿里面赶过那些不跟崇拜没有关系的一些活动。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself chased away people who were holding activities that was not pertain, that did not pertain.
最后又说这是万国祷告的殿。
And He said this is a house of prayer.
所以教会不要俗用。
And so we should not use the church chapel for secular purposes.
如果说是 classical music, 当然也是可以用来布道了。
Of course, we can also try and use classical music to evangelize.
但是这个要很有技巧，我不晓得你要怎么做，因为 classical 本身都是 melody 嘛，是不是？
It would require skills because classical music itself has no words.
那个我们教会有一个什么诗歌什么诗篇箴言乐团。
There's a music group in Taiwan that's called Truth Hymn
Song and Prophet Singers. 他们常常唱那个 classical 的，对不对？
They often perform classical music.
啊？
Classical religious music.
Classical religious music. 那个教会他们现在有在会堂吗？其实这个只要执务会同意哈，是不是怎么样布道？可以在会堂吗？大家一起同意可能比较好一点的哦。
And as long as the church council approves, then it is.
但是我个人是说，这个会堂哈，要用这个会堂的话呢，一定要跟神的这种事情有关系，比较不要属于 social 性质的，属于 social 性质的用副堂。
So for the general principle is that if you're using you're holding an activity
团契性质的用副堂
if it's with regards to worship you can use the chapel but if it's for fellowship use the fellowship hall
可以吗？其实如果你要布道在那个地方也可以布道嘛，对不对？不一定要在这里嘛，对不对？
It is okay to evangelize also in a fellowship hall
是不是这样？但是要很有技巧，因为你那个 class music 你中间要有很多的 word 啦，因为就是那个声音上就是两个神的灵跟神的话啦，哦， word 你要怎么把 word 在那个 music 当中，我觉得 classical 可能难度比较高一点。
So if we were to hold the classical music event and to evangelize, we need to focus on putting the word of God into the service.
但是不是不可能的哈，但是可能更好的地方是在 parish hall.
And it may be more appropriate in the fellowship hall.
你们执会再谈一谈。
And this is something the church council can discuss.
对。
Some RE teachers rarely attend evening or Sabbath services and only show up at church to teach RE classes. How should the church address this? Can they continue to serve as RE teachers?
这个 RE 它有一个系统，我们这个问题应该 bring 到那个 RE 的系统去讨论。
This question should be brought up to the RE organization of each church.
因为我们有一个 RE 的 committee 嘛，对不对哈？
We have an RE committee.
我怕我讲的跟他不一样，不太好。
So I'm afraid to say something different from the committee's decision.
我们是不是可以到 RE 的 coordination 那边去谈一谈
？So we can bring this.Same question to the RE.
我一直个人的想法就是，我们对青年人要心大一点呐。但是如果他只爱工作，那也不爱灵修，那影响到下一代，这个也是要讨论的。
My personal feeling is that we should be
broad-minded.
Broad-minded towards the younger members in church. But if we notice that they're only willing to work and are unwilling to cultivate themselves, and in this way they may affect the next generation, it is not good.
So we should address it, huh?
And so we should address this problem. How do you do the best when there is culture difference, too liberal versus too conservative, hymn singing too long? Some members against English worship service.
这个, how do you do the best when there is cultural difference? 我们教会哦, 有一个, Deacon Sogot 说一句话很感动我的心。
Deacon Sogot once said something that really moved me.
他说教会哦, 只有, 不是, 就嘛, we should build up a new culture in the church.
He said we should build up a new culture in the church.
已经不再是 Oriental culture or Western culture, but what is the culture in the Bible?
This culture should neither be Eastern nor Western. It should be a biblical culture.
教会里面的文化应该是什么?
And we should focus on what the true culture should be in the church.
我在想应该不会有人反对英文的一个 worship 啦。
The question is, some members are oppose English worship, but I believe that we should not oppose English worship.
因为语言本身不是问题。
Because language itself should not be an
obstacle. 你看伯恩教会，他们早上有时候 Stephen Lin 领会，有时候，有时候谁呀？ Ryan 领会，有时候是那个Jason 领会，他们都是用英文正道。我们现在是英文正道，中文翻译。
At Bowen Park Church, some of the sermon speakers include Stephen, Ryan, and Jason, and they all give sermons in English.
啊, 这些人讲道其实都很有深度。
And Chinese in translation, and all three are very gifted speakers.
啊, 所以大家都很喜欢听他们讲道。
And many people, everyone loves, gains a lot from their sermons.
啊, 这个是英文的一种worship啊, 所以worship本身应该不是有人反对, 是 可能有人会觉得说，这样的聚会，他那个讲道的人深度够不够？ 可能是更concern的一个问题。
In principle, no one should oppose English style service. But the question many people raise is that whether these services have the depth of content that the Chinese service.
那个我们教会 develop 这么久，我们那个早上那个 worship 的崇拜已经有一定的 format 了，哈。
Our church has been established for some time, and there's a certain format to the worship.
尤其安息日早上,
especially Sabbath day morning.
如果要换的话, 最好职位同意过比较好。
If you wish to change up the format, it is better to go through the church council.
如果下午呢, 我小弟是觉得应该多样化。
For afternoon service, I believe it should be multimodality.
有时候可以诗歌崇拜。
We can incorporate hymn singing.
有时候可以祷告会。
We can have prayer session.
有时候可以查经,
we can have Bible study.
有时候可以见证会,
we can have testimony sessions.
因为下午大家这样子可能会比较efficient一点, 然后,
and I believe it may be more efficient in the afternoon.
那早上崇拜我们一直真耶稣教会一种从以前到现在我们就认就是觉得说这样的一个形式是最对信徒最有造就的。
In terms of the morning service, through our church history, we have found that this type of service is the most beneficial.
其实我读过 TRC 的 research, 因为全世界的 worshiping format 不太一样, 他们在那里也有 discuss, 那定出这样的一个 format 来。
And this actually has been discussed or studied at Truth Research Committee, and they have compared the worship styles from various countries, and this is the format they believe is the best.
所以我在想应该不是 liberal 或是 conservative 的问题。
So I don't think it's a question of whether we should be more liberal or conservative.
我们什么时候可以讨论呢?
When should we discuss this type of problem?
We can discuss everything.
We can discuss
church,
all the possibilities in the church.
Even the church worshiping format.
We can even discuss about the format of worship.
但是我们要知道职务会现在是因为都是用信徒给职务会有这个帮助教会嘛，所以如果说还没有，就是职务会大家一起来跟职务会一起共同讨论，我的意思是这样子了。
And this may be a matter where members can discuss with the church council together.
那如果职务会没办法处理，信徒待会来讨论。
If the church council is unable to make a decision, it can be brought up to the general assembly of general congregation meeting.
那有关于这个聚会的问题，的确是怎么讲？这个如果崇拜那个聚会的要改变，可能真的会比较难一点，因为这个已经是我们 develop 教会以来 这个时间多长，大概都已经 pre set up、哦、就是有关整个那个，尤其安息日早上、哦、这个你要改变。有的人他像比如说我们现在就遇到的一些黑人的信徒啊。
So it may be difficult for us
不同, 不要说黑人，不同 culture 的信徒来到我们教会。
It may be difficult for us to change the morning service format because we have done it for so long. Let's give you an example. For example, there may be a person of a different ethnic background who comes to our church.
他觉得我们的聚会太安静了，受不了。
He may find that our church service is too quiet.
啊，他们很喜欢呢，他们很喜欢讲。
And they like to talk during sermon.
啊，所以那个教会就有很多的意见，就是说我们要讲，我们不要听。
The church may have this opinion, maybe have this feeling that we want to give the sermon and not have the audience respond.
啊，所以谢长老 IA 派来的那个连长，有智慧的长老，他谢长老来，他们也是不愿意来听啊，因为他们说我们要讲，不要听啊。
Even
the outsider, huh? Even the IA sent worker come to that local church, they wanted to separate. They don't want to listen to interpretation.
Oh, okay.So when an IA worker comes to this church and they want to give sermon, this group of members from a different ethnic background decide that they do not want to, they're unwilling to listen to sermons given by IA worker.
我就觉得这样是有点问题了, personally.
I believe there's a problem there.
这个道理这么好，为什么不想听呢?
Why is it that you're unwilling to listen to the good message?
Language 真的是那么重要吗?
Is the language barrier so severe?
所以我在想，应该都是可以讨论的啦。
And so I believe this is something we should discuss.
啊，但是呢，真耶稣教会还是以这个，我认为还是神的话跟神的灵是最重要的。
And I believe the word of God and the spirit of God is the foremost important in our church.
哦，啊，所以我想下午可以多变化，啊，早上我们就如果没有一个特别的一个同意，我们就造成这样的氛围。因为什么？我们到会州去哦，他们唱诗唱很久，然后唱到用喊的，用跳的。然后累了，那讲道理大家都睡觉啊，真的我没有骗你啊。
I believe the afternoon service can be more creative, but the morning service should be the same format. For example, in Africa, the churches there focus so much on hymn singing that after they've sung and danced, they were so tired that they fell asleep during sermon.
要那个 the sun is scorching heat, 然后呢 they all sweat when they sing, right?So when they sit down, we start to speak. Our English is not very good. 他们就开始睡觉了。
And because it was hot, and then they were tired, and were speaking the English that they may not understand, and they started to sleep.
所以还是可能呀，早上的 format 可以再谈的，但是可能我们觉得目前来讲还是这样比较适合。
We may discuss this further, but I believe the current format is perhaps is the best.
哎，没办法了。对不起，我时间不够了。
And I'm sorry, there's not enough time to answer
all the questions. 不是我抽的，所以剩下的对不起你了哈。
And so if your answers have not been picked, I'm sorry.
求主耶稣感动大家。
May the Lord move everyone.
继续服侍神。
So that we can continue to serve Him.
我们哦，就是回去哈，把我们所学的能够贡献在教会里面。
Hopefully we can.Take back what we have learned to apply to our church.
不要失望，不要灰心。
When we serve, do not lose heart.
因为刚刚很多问题都是怎么样摸不来，什么摸来，什么摸来。
Because many of us have asked the same question, and that how can we motivate other members to serve?
有个问题说我们的教，他一就说我们教很冷啦，晚上聚会都没有人。
And other people asked, "Oh, it's so cold in our church. Not in temperature, but it's not enough members at church."
Everybody is so lukewarm. You 心很急啦。
And so you may feel very anxious in your heart because you see that everyone else is so lukewarm.
你知道吗？我们当传道，如果你这种心，我们早就精神崩溃了，真的。
And I want to tell you that if we as preachers have this type of heart, then we would have had an emotional or breakdown long time ago.
因为教会有时候真的很软弱了。
Because it is often that we see churches that are weak.
我们要懂得交托。
And so we should learn to entrust to God.
我们有盼望。
We should learn to have this hope.
你是一根蜡烛。
You are a candle.
你要燃烧其他的人。
And you are the candle that is to start a fire in other candles.
你这样一直的燃烧啊，教会因为你而兴旺。
And if you continue to burn yourself, the church will be prosperous because of you.
真的不要小看你自己哦。
So do not look down upon yourself.
Pacifica 教会我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly Pacifica Church.
郑弟兄。
There is a brother Ding.
他死掉的时候可以讲。
He has already passed away, so I can tell you about him.
他在的时候啊 ，Pacifica 晚上聚会人好多。
When he was around, there are many members who join evening service at Pacifica
为什么?
Church. Why?
他聚会之前到处去带人来聚会。
Because before service time, he would go out and actually picked up every member to church.
他走了之后，教会就比较冷淡。
And after he passed away, there's no one to pick him up.
所以你对教会影响很大的。
And so, a single member can make a great impact on the church.
所以你去燃烧别人，然后鼓励别人。
So you should use your candle to burn other candles.
伯恩教会原来英文查经班很软弱，两个弟兄参加 seminar 回来之后。花起热心，把很多人都叫回来。
Originally, the English Bible study at Bowen Park was very weak. Two brothers who went to attend seminar, after they came back, they were very zealous, and they encouraged others to join their Bible study.
So you can make a difference.
And so you can make a difference.
我们到前面来祷告。
So let us now come to the front to pray. Let us pray for 20 minutes.